You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is always an entertaining and informative program when we bring to you the one and only Brother Nathaniel. And we can do that again right now. He is with us this evening back for the first time this year, though he has been a longstanding guest on this program, appearing with us for at least the last 10 to 15 years. Brother Nathaniel, you think you know him, but there's more you don't know. You do know that he was born of two Jewish parents, raised in the synagogue, Hebrew school, Sabbath school. But did you know that he studied piano and composition? He was in rock groups in the late 60s. He played with many top stars like Zappa, Jethro Tull, Alice Cooper, many more. Studied composing at New England Conservatory of Music. He accepted Christ in 1971, got involved with the Jews for Jesus, became disenchanted there, and was baptized an Orthodox Christian in 1987, and he still is that. You can follow his work, and please do support his work at realjewnews.com, realjewnews.com.
And furthermore, he's a beach boy. I understand he's got a sunburn right now.
Oh, yes, he's been out evangelizing. Well, we'll see if we can get into that as well. But first, let's welcome him back with all of that introduction now behind us. Brother Nathaniel, it is great to have you tonight. How are you?
I know, James. It's been too long. I've been banned by everybody. You know, Rents banned me. He's got all kind of Jews.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he banned me. He's a
fake.
He's got
to pay the rent.
What?
He said he's got to pay the rent.
Yeah, well, he's got Jerry Ostro with Carbon 60. He's a Jew. So they pressured him and get rid of Brother Nathaniel, and he did.
Well, he joins a long line of cucks. We were just talking about them all in the first hour.
I'll tell you what, I hate to hear that. I mean, you know, rinse is better than most, but we certainly hate to hear that. But I'll tell you this, Brother Nathaniel, we'll go down together. As long as you'll continue to appear with us, we'll always promise to have you. And indeed, it's always our pleasure to do it. So let's just get started here now. We were talking about your association with the Russian Orthodox Church outside of Russia, ROKOR.
Right.
And when we advertised your appearance today, we had some emails come in about this and, in fact, some comments and text messages as well. Let's begin here tonight, Brother Nathaniel. Can you explain to us what's really happening in Russia from an Orthodox perspective?
Well, Russia is an Orthodox Christian country. And the Donbass, which has now joined Russia through the referendum, is now part of Russia, is also Orthodox Christian, Russian-speaking, and very religious, and they're now part of Russia. So anything that comes in, any bombs, any shelling into the Donbass is an attack on Russia. And Putin has given up on the West. He's pretty much said that. He says that we really want multiple parents? Do we want binary? Do we want this homosexual agenda? We don't want that, okay? So he's through with the West. It's over. And he's going to take action, and he's almost finished with the new procedure, military procedure, and he put in charge General Armageddon. Ukraine is doomed, okay?
Let me ask you this, if I could, Brother Nathaniel. Regarding the Ukraine-Russian war, should we get involved on the side of Ukraine and the side of Russia, or should we just say that's none of our concern and back off totally?
It's none of our damn concern, okay? I mean, we're pushing Putin.
Exactly.
We're provoking him. You know, the Jews have always hated Russia ever since 1914, okay, when Russia was an upcoming world power.
Earlier than
Jews
that.
Yeah, well, probably or earlier than that. So you have these people like Blinken, the Jew, and Nudelman. She changed her name, okay? They are vicious anti-Christians. They are vicious anti-Russian. And they bought all the hacks on Capitol Hill, okay? And I don't know. Rand Paul seems to straddle the fence, but his father never did. So, no, this is none of our concern. And why provoke Putin? Okay, we're on the edge of a nuclear war. I mean, we're provoking the bear. That's a nuclear power. This is ridiculous. It's insane.
What is Jewish power and influence trying to gain by defeating Russia and taking over Ukraine?
Well, they can't defeat Russia. Do you think these sanctions did anything? They did nothing. It only made Russia more powerful.
What are they trying? Regardless of whether they can do it, why are they trying to do it?
Because they have a vicious hatred for Russian Orthodox Christian Russia. And the Jews run Jew-America, period. I'm the only one who's saying it. That's why I got banned by everybody, including Rents, okay, because they can't stand that I speak the truth about the Jews. I'm the only one who is saying it. No one else is. David Duke used to say it, but I think he's a... Well, good.
And letting you say it on the program. That's interesting, though. Well, I mean, yes. Listen, I mean, we were just talking in the last hour about the fate that has befallen Kanye West for stepping outside the bounds. I mean, this is a billionaire music mogul, and he found out where he stood in the pecking order of things this last week. But I don't want to chase that rabbit. We've covered that plenty. But continue on. I think your perspective is so unique, Brother Nathaniel, in that you were born into a Jewish family, now a member of the Russian Orthodox Church. So your take on this vis-a-vis the Jews in Russia is certainly multi-layered. So continue on with your thoughts and observations.
Well, okay. Well, the problem is that the Capitol Hill is run by Jews, okay? If they decide they don't like a politician, they will use the press, which they own, okay, to find out some dirt on the politician, like they did with Charles Percy, who said we need to have an even policy with the Palestinians. And they propped up this John Simon with a bow tie. And they found some dirt. I don't know what kind of dirt on Charles Percy. And that's the modus operandi. Okay, the Jews control the press. The Jews control our finance. The Jews control our military. The Jews control everything. All right. And how many times do I need to say it? I name the names. I show the faces. I give the events. I give the details. Okay. On my site, Real Jew News, on my videos and my articles. I've been doing it since 2007 when I finally decided I'm going to expose the Jews. I'm going to expose them for everything they're doing. They're the ones who are pushing the grooming. They're the ones who are pushing the transgender scenario because the Jews are making a lot of money medically performing these mutilations. And I've done videos on it, okay? The Jews who groom you, and the Jews who train you. I show the faces. I name the names. This is a big business for the Jews. Where there's money to be made, whether it's pornography, whether it's LGBT, whether it's transgender surgeries, you can bet on it. The Jews are there.
Sports betting.
What?
Yeah, sports betting. He was saying sports betting. Well, gambling, yeah. Casinos.
They're absolutely behind every vice industry in the world.
Yeah.
Well,
they're behind this anti-Russian thing. So they're propping up this Zelensky, Saint Zelensky, and he's really a puppet of this Igor Kolomoisky, who started him with this TV show, and to prop him up as the next president of Ukraine. So he's a total puppet. I call him Saint Zelensky.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will come back. We will come back with Brother Nathaniel, the one and only Brother Nathaniel, realjewnews.com. Support his work. I am there to always watch his latest videos. And we actually play some throughout the year on this program and put them up
great.
On the website.
They're about 10 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes
quick
long,
hits.
And they're great.
Quick hits, but powerful punches.
You've got the
Hello,
time.
Hello, TBC family. It's James, and I've got to tell you that I sleep better at night knowing that there are organizations like the Conservative Citizens Foundation. The purpose of the Conservative Citizens Foundation is to promote the principles of limited government, individual liberty, equality before the law, property rights, law and order, judicial restraint, and states' rights, while at the same time exploring the dangers posed by liberalism to our national interests and cultural institutions. The Conservative Citizens Foundation also seeks to educate the public on the dangers of extremist ideologies like critical race theory and cultural Marxism. I've worked with the good people at the Conservative Citizens Foundation for many years, and their work comes with my complete endorsement. For more information and to keep up with all the latest conservative news headlines, please check out their website, MericaFirst.com. That's MericaFirst.com. RussianWarsFirst.com.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to LocalHoneyMan.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at LocalHoneyMan.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, you like the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, then you like Brother Nathaniel. He is certainly in good company here on TPC. He has been appearing with us for well more than a decade, and for as long as we're on the air, he will always be welcomed here. I'm actually, as I said, in this studio right now, broadcasting live tonight. I am at his website, realjewnews.com. He writes, I'm a street evangelist. I grew up as a Jew. I'm now an Orthodox Christian. I wish to warn how Jewry is destroying Christianity throughout the world. And the Brother Nathaniel Foundation is a 501c3. He was actually out evangelizing on the streets today. And there's a lot of pictures of him doing that, taking the faith out to the people. So we were talking about Zelensky before the break, Brother Nathaniel. I saw this comment this week, and I would present it to you. Zelensky is the most clearly fake media-created head of state that there is. He's constantly in front of a green screen doing photo shoots, doing Zoom calls with his WEF buddies, and American politicians eat it up. They would actually give them their firstborn children. So what's going on with Zelensky? Who is Zelensky?
Well, he's a puppet of Igor Kolomoisky, one of the oligarchs, one of the Jew oligarchs of Russia, and he fled Ukraine. They all fled because Putin had three agendas, okay, denazification, decommunization, demilitarization. Everybody missed the decommunization, except me. Well, what he meant by decommunization, you go to his original speech, okay, he says it, and that's to get rid of the oligarchs who are commies. They come from Bolshevik families.
And who are Jews? All right?
And Jews, and they fled. So Igor Kolomoisky is now in Jewmerica, and he's feeding the press behind the scenes and all the hacks who are in the pocket of the Jews, because if they don't push this Ukraine war, they're finished. Their career is over. And the one who said this long ago was Jimmy Carter. Then they started canceling him out, and they wouldn't even have him at the Democratic National Convention anymore. Because he said, if you don't play ball with the Jewish lobby, your career is over. So that's what's happening. And now Tucker Carlson says recently, this has got to stop. But he can't name the Jew. He works for Rupert Murdoch, who's a Jew. His mother was a Jew, Elizabeth Green.
There you go.
So he can't say it. So let him say it. It's not going to go anywhere. I laugh. It's all over. Secession is the only way.
And I'm
part of a secessionist group. What?
I was going to say this. What do Trump, DeSantis, Georgia Maloney, Tulsi Gabbard, and Vladimir Putin all have in common?
Well, Putin maybe to a lesser extent. We've talked about
but
that.
They all kiss Jewish
ass. Well, nothing. Zero. Absolutely zero. Okay, Putin is against LGBT. He's against homosexuality. He says, we're not going to allow this in our country. There will not be any homosexuality.
But then he says,
parade.
On the other hand, though, Brother Nathaniel, that Anglo-Saxons were responsible for the bombing of Nord Stream when he knows it was Jew America.
Well, he has to say that. He, you know, he's been accused of so many things. For him now to be accused of anti-Semitism, that's, you know, that he loses his credibility. So he has to be very careful. And you have to realize he took over a multiracial, multi-creedal imperial Russia. Okay?
So this is the thing, you don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good, right, Brother Nathaniel?
That's right. But Putin does not go on the internet. He's not interested in the internet, okay? He has to do what's right for Russia, and he's not playing to, you know, the patriots here in America. He's not. I understand Putin very well. I know people who know him personally. I know all about the divorce he went through, but I've been sworn to secrecy, so I haven't said anything about it, all right? I know a lot about this man. I know more than anybody. I probably know more than Alexander Dugin.
Well, what do you to that end, I would ask you this, since you brought it up, what happened to his daughter?
Well, the Ukrainian Nazis meant to kill Alexander Dugin, but they misfired and they killed his daughter. All right? The target was Alexander Dugin because he has said from the beginning, we have to wipe out Ukraine. We have to go from the Donbass all the way to Lvov, and we have to wipe them out. Now, the one who is now saying it, finally, is Medvedev. He said, we have to dismantle this Nazi terrorist regime completely. He just said it a few days ago. And he's the deputy chairman of the Security Council. So he's got a lot of influence. But he did say, this is my own opinion. Okay? But it's the opinion of... Go ahead.
No. Why would the... You know, I hear this. I hear this a lot. The Ukrainian Nazis. Why would these Nazis be fighting for a Jewish puppet as Zelensky rather than somebody who is standing up for Christendom like Putin? I don't understand. I sincerely... And that's not a gotcha question. I do not understand that.
I understand it completely. Okay? They are being supported by Jew-run NATO. From the beginning, ever since the coup in... When was that? 2014. They're getting lots of money from the Jews, from NATO. And so they're going to follow the Jewish program. And many of them are Polish-oriented Catholics, but not religious Catholics, and they're not Russians. And that's why they're against anything that's Russian, because the Jews are supporting them. And NATO built up their army to a 600,000 armed military ready to attack Donbass, and Putin decided, you're not going to. So he started the special military operation, but the SMO is over. Okay. All right. He's now recruiting, and tons of people are lining up. He now has 200 soldiers. He just appointed General Armageddon. Oh, it's over.
Beats Mark Milley.
What?
Yeah, beats Mark Milley. Beats Mark Milley, that's for sure.
Well, Mark Milley's a total woke jerk. Okay, he's in the pocket. They're all in the pocket of the Jews and the Schwarza. This Schwarza, Lloyd Austin. He's a Schwarza
shill. The Pillsbury Doughboy.
Yeah, well, he's just a Schwarza shill. The Jews got him in the pocket. He's pushing the LGBT thing, the woke thing. They need to get rid of the patriots in the army, and they are, because when it comes time to wipe out the patriots here in Jewmerica, they have all the homosexuals who will do it easily. So that's,
you should send
what
all
we
those
have.
Homosexuals over to fight with the Ukrainians. The Russians might kill themselves laughing.
I guarantee you, America doesn't want a ground war with the modern day army.
Well,
we've
it's going
right
to be
now,
over.
But,
it's going to be over. Okay,
brother, let me ask
freezes.
You this.
Once
go
the
ahead.
Ground
yeah,
freezes,
no, go ahead, please.
It's over, okay? This thing is going to be over by the end of December. I guarantee you. You can quote me. It's
why do you say
over.
That? Why do you say that?
Well, they're waiting for the ground to freeze, okay? So they can move quickly, and they have now, they're going to have a 300,000 army of soldiers who are battle-hardened, and you have General Armageddon in charge, who's been chomping at the bit for the last 7 months, and Putin finally decided this SMO is over, okay, because he's trying to protect civilians. But
see, they
it's
can
over,
move their heavy okay? equipment on the frozen ground, James.
That's
okay,
right.
No, I
they
get that.
I'll tell you who to go to. You go to this Colonel Douglas McGregor. He's saying the same thing that I'm saying, okay? So I have corroboration.
Well, I mean, you know, of course, the Russian winter didn't. The Russian winter didn't do anything for the Third Reich's advance, but
Russians are used to it.
This is Ukraine. This is different.
Okay. Well,
and the Russians are used to it, and the Germans weren't.
All right. Well, let me ask you this, Brother Nathaniel: would it matter in the grand scheme of things if the Republicans take Congress in November? Would they perhaps?
No.
We'll get to the funding of Russia of Ukraine. All right.
No.
Tell me your thoughts.
They're pushing for war too. I mean, it's a one-party system run by Jews.
Not as much as the Democrats. Not quite. Well, of course, both parties are. We know that, but not quite as. But there are some contrarians in the Republican Party, like Paul Gozer of Arizona.
What has the Republican Party ever done for this country? What is it? Secession? Is
not,
the only
never.
Way.
You're right about that.
Okay, I am
now
behind the scenes,
boy,
working with a group for Greater Idaho with some Oregon people. You can look it up on the internet, and some strong secessionist movements and people in Idaho. We have to have a divorce from D.C., okay? If we're going to be told that girls can be boys and boys can be girls, okay, it's over.
Boys will be boys in secession.
It's like Lola by the Kinks.
Lola by the Kinks. No, hey, you're speaking my language, you know. We're here in Memphis, Tennessee, so we're all for it.
Trump is a con man. He needs Jewish money. I mean, do a search. Prompt LGBT. Okay, he started pushing it.
Well, sure he did. Well, yeah, we all know that. And we all know, look, I like a lot of what he said. I mean, that's a whole other topic. We got to stay on Russia. I think you're a great guest for this. But, yeah, I agree with you. Everything you said in the everything you've said in any appearance, tonight or otherwise, but the last couple of minutes especially. We'll be right back.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marissa reporting. Former Republican Speaker of the House Paul Ryan has doubts that Donald Trump will run for president again. When Ryan retired and the House went to Democrats, Trump was highly critical of Ryan. Now, in a podcast interview with Tenio, a risk assessment company, Ryan questions why the party would let Trump run again in 2024.
I think Trump's unelectability will be palpable by then. We all know that he will lose, let me put it this way. We all know that he's so much more likely to lose the White House than anybody else running for president on our side of the aisle. So why would we want to go with that?
The Supreme Court has dismissed Donald Trump in single sentence. With no note of dissent, the justices Thursday rejected the former president's request to intervene in litigation over documents seized from his Mar-a-Lago estate this summer. The Supreme Court shouldn't even have entertained the petition to reconsider part of an appeals court order allowing the Justice Department to continue to review classified documents as a special master looks over other materials for claims of attorney-client or executive privilege. Yet the outcome of Justice Clarence Thomas's referring the case his colleague's way is just another reason to scoff at claims from Mr. Trump that the legal system is treating him unfairly. California is looking for ways to curb the distribution of fentanyl on the streets.
California is stepping up its efforts to crack down on fentanyl being distributed through the state. Attorney General Rob Bonta is crediting an increase in the state's Justice Department budget for the 2023 fiscal year.
In our budget this year, we secured $7.9 million, just shy of $8 million, for the creation of a new program within the Department of Justice to expand this important enforcement work.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free.
That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Ladies and gentlemen, an hour with Brother Nathaniel is never nearly enough. We could go a whole show. In fact, I can remember quite vividly an autobiographical interview with Brother Nathaniel that I hosted many years ago, where he talked about his upbringing, and it still stands out even after all these years, 18 years on the air. Born into a Jewish family, of course, he is now a member of the Russian Orthodox Church. And he is known for delivering frank commentary on so-called taboo issues. He's a passionate guest. His appearances are always a treat on this program. And as I said before, Brother Nathaniel, for as long as you're on the air, you'll always have a platform here. And I'm not the only one who appreciates you in real time tonight as you have been on the air. This is a message from a listener in Washington, D.C. Talk about behind enemy lines. A TPC listener in Washington, D.C. says, James, I met Brother Nathaniel in D.C. a couple of years ago. Say hi to him. So this listener in D.C. says hi to you tonight, Brother Nathaniel, and also up in New York. New York, Ken writes, Brother Nathaniel is nailing it. He's not a traitor to his people, but rather a hero to mankind. So, Brother Nathaniel, I wanted to share at least those two.
You know, a lie is just for a moment, but the truth endures forever, okay? So I've been at this since 2007. James, look at everybody that's dropped out of this thing. This is a long war, okay? And people like Rents are just a waste of time. I tell people, don't even bother going there. He's a fraud. You can go to, like, Citizen Free Press and Patriots.win. Of course, they're in the Jew's pocket. That, you know, they're pro-Israel. I mean, that's almost impossible to escape. You know, DeSantis signed two Florida legislations in Tel Aviv. I mean, all the Miami Beach Jews got DeSantis in their pocket, but at least he's saying some things, you know, conservative-wise. But to me...
Remember what he said, though, Brother Nathaniel? Remember what DeSantis said? He wanted to be the most Jew or Israeli-friendly governor in America. What in the hell does
Jew-friendly
have something to... Yeah, well, that's... Well, what I don't understand is the Jews hate DeSantis, Trump, George Maloney.
No, they don't. No. They're supporting him. They're sending him money. He's got huge Jew money behind him.
They certainly hate Putin, too. Could they hate him any more if he
Well, Putin isn't running for office.
Well, I know, but he could jump around in and say, it's the Jews, stupid, that are doing all of this. They're behind this war.
Well, Brother Nathaniel addressed that in the last segment.
Look, Putin and DeSantis are two different, you know, scenarios. Okay,
but
DeSantis
all,
is running for president.
The Jews
Putin's
hate them
not
both.
Running for president. What?
DeSantis wants to enlist the Jews on his side. I don't think they're on his side.
They are. I know they are. I know people who send them a lot of money. How does anybody become governor?
Well, they always say that. They always said about Jews that they like to own both sides of each coin. So
look, what flavor of Jewish influence do you want? Do you want Republican flavor of Jewish influence? You got it. Do you want Democratic flavor of Jewish influence?
You ain't telling me nothing new, brother.
No, but he's telling the audience, and not that this audience, you know, is the choir, but at the same time. Well, all right, so let's get back to Zelensky here on that line of thought, Brother Nathaniel. So, you know, this bottomless pit of corruption that is Ukraine, I can't even imagine how much I'm trying to calculate here. 10 days ago, Congress authorized another $12.3 billion. We didn't have enough money to build the wall, but $12.3 billion in Ukraine spending. September 30th, $1.1 billion. September 8th, $2.2 billion. August 28th, $3 billion. $800 million on August 19th. $550 million on August the 1st. $400 million on July the 12th. $1 billion on June 15th. And that's just a few off the top of my head. So, I mean.
Well, they have to. If they don't, they're bounced. Like AOC and the squad all voted for supporting sending all this money because they've been told behind the scenes, you're finished unless you vote for this. Okay? And the Jews have a way of doing these behind the scene, you know, kind of somersaults. All right,
money
so AOC
talks and BS walks.
Yeah, AOC voted for all of it. the squat. They voted for all of it. These are the progressives. Could the Jews even have them in their pocket? All right, so the only answer to this criminal D.C. sewer is secession. Secession is the only way. And I am not going to stop saying it. People say, well, it's impossible. Well, what the hell? Do you want D.C. cutting off the balls of your boys? Huh? And that's what they're all about. Okay? You want to pull in the uterus out of your little girl?
Let me ask you this, Brother Nathaniel. Let me ask you this. How can we persuade blue state America to secede? Because if we try to secede, they'll steamroll us like they did before.
Yeah, that's right. Brother Nathaniel. No. You're talking to the descendants of Confederate veterans here, so you don't need to, secession's in our blood.
It's going to start with one group, okay? And I am working with Oregon people behind the scenes, okay? Because they don't want an anti-Semite at the front of this, okay? Behind the scenes with key people. It's going to start with one, okay? And then when one does it, then others will follow through. And they're going to say, look, you want our resources? Because Oregon combined with Greater Idaho has tremendous resources, tremendous. I've done so many videos on this, how to make secession work, okay? Secession is the only way. I've done so many videos on this, and I'm not going to stop this because there is no other way, and it's going to start with one, and that will get the ball rolling.
Well, we better wind up with the nuclear weapons, or else they're going to use it on the secessionists.
I doubt it, okay? And I think America will stop before they see a nuclear war is coming, all right? Because that's the end. And when Putin says, you want a nuclear war? Well, that's the end. And he's only responding to what Zelensky and the Jew-run NATO, which is run by Jew-America, have threatened. He never threatened nuclear war. He just said, okay, you want to use it? Well, we got plenty of nuclear weapons, too. But this is the end of civilization.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody dies of this outcome. And so, you know,
But if you don't have any nuclear weapons, then they can use them against you without fear of reprisal.
But thankfully, that's right. But thankfully, Russia does. And so this is the thing. Are they that filled with hatred? Are they that blinded that they would risk the entire world to stick it to Putin? What is a realistic outcome of this? What is a Brother Nathaniel?
I told you, by December 31st.
Well, okay, yes.
December 31st, it's going to be the end of Ukraine. It's all over. Medvedev said it. We need to dismantle this terrorist regime. And they just shelled Belgorod, which is in Russia proper, you know, and they're still shelling Donbass, which is now part of Russia through the referendum, okay, which was totally legit. And they've got, and I keep on saying it, General Armageddon. Look it up, okay? And you want corroboration? Go and put in a search, Colonel Douglas McGregor. He was on with Tucker Carlson many times, but Tucker Carlson had to bounce him, okay, because Fox News didn't like the truth. So he bounced him. But the one who was playing him a lot is this Judge Napolitano, okay, who's got this freedom site, okay? So he's very vocal and he's strong. He's got intel in Ukraine, military intel in Ukraine. I myself have Russians, okay, in Russia who give me information. All right, so I think between the two of us, we're nailing it.
Well, let me ask you this. Are they going to just bomb Ukraine into the Dark Ages, and that's how they're going to win the war?
All right, keep that question in mind, Brother Nathaniel. I would ask you also.
Okay, General Armageddon just had these two missile sites 2 days in a row that put out their electrical infrastructure. This is just the beginning of the end.
Will the United States and NATO nuke Putin before he can send Zelensky?
Have a nuclear false flag.
Send Zelensky into exile.
No. I mean, Zelensky's days are numbered. He's finished. And I think America will bounce him. They'll want nothing to do with him anymore. So he's got a condo in Miami Beach, I've been told. So he'll be set for life.
He'll wind up in Miami Beach.
Yeah, or unless the Russians, you know, get rid of him. I don't know. Okay, there's a lot I don't know, but there's a lot I do know. And I do know this will be over by December 31st. That'll be the end of the
Brother Nathaniel, do you know that those elections were real in Eastern Ukraine, or
Absolutely.
Were they shams?
How could they be? These are Russian-speaking people. They were always part of Russia.
There you
go. Khrushchev gave them this Donbass area, Lugansk, okay, and the other area, I forget the name of it, Donetsk, to Ukraine. But these are Russian-speaking people. Now, of course they're going to vote to be with Russia after being shelled and bombed and genocided by the NATO-enabled Ukrainian army. Of course this is totally legit, just like Crimea.
All of our media here, all of our quote-unquote media here said it was a sham election, and they should know something about sham elections.
Yeah, they do. And what about Elon Musk, Brother Nathaniel?
No, you know I don't.
You heard about Elon Musk, basically.
Yeah, he caved.
I know he caved. But then on the other hand, he said something very important recently. He said that what he said was that there should be another election, and if the people voted for it, we should abide by it. And the Russian prime minister, the Ukrainian prime minister, or somebody highly placed, said, F yourself or whatnot. So he said, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take away your access to Starlink, which is how you've been located.
No, he didn't. He
caved. All right, we got to take a break. All right, we're going to get Brother Nathaniel's thought on Elon Musk when we come back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs. While you're waiting, drop by our Confederate Corner for a free cup of coffee and good conversation. Remember, there are no strangers here, just friends who haven't met yet. Dixie Republic, we're not just a roadside attraction, we're a destination for our people. For more information, visit DixieRepublic.com.
In message one, we said that Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44, gave the left evil, spiritual power the more they used the lies. The political left today is the beast. Now the Bible confirms that the dragon gave him, the beast, his power, Revelation 13:2. The extra evil spiritual power that comes from the beast by their lying is what accounts for the string of the leftist criminals in the government that have never yet been prosecuted. It also explains why American capitalists support communism in the 21st century. Note 1. That behavior of capitalists was predicted by Vladimir Lenin, a cell of the beast. Note 2. Henry Ford was a capitalist, and he would have never gone communist. The difference between Ford and the present-day end-time capitalists is that Ford was born and educated in the Kingdom of Christ, 19th century America, the New Jerusalem, Revelation 21.
Folks, as I said before, from time to time we play Brother Nathaniel's clips on this program. We post them, cross-post them to our website. But to go to the original source, realjewnews.com, you've heard recently our take, his take, on the Nord Stream sabotage. Can Jews be conservatives? Biden psychobabble. I was reading to Brother Nathaniel a little bit of the feedback that's come in during his appearance thus far tonight in real time. I always share this story, going to illustrate how far back we go with Brother Nathaniel. Our dear friend and one of my mentors and one of the founders of this program, now 18 years on the air, Bill Rowland, who passed away in 2013. Hard to believe, Keith Alexander, that it's been 10 years nearly.
Seems like yesterday.
That Bill passed. But any time Bill would guest host for me, if I was out, he'd say, can you give me Brother Nathaniel's number? Brother Nathaniel was always a go-to for Bill. And as you're hearing tonight, of course, for good reason. And so,
strong as Garrett Snuff, as they say here in the South.
Brother Nathaniel, you're always welcomed here.
Well, you're the only one that stayed with me. You're the only one.
It's been a long time. Been a long time.
I know, but we're on at the right time now. Okay. Timing is everything. And love, comedy,
well,
war,
I tell you.
And in programming. Come on.
Yeah, not enough time.
We're together with you in the bunker.
Not enough time, as it were. An hour with you is never enough, but we're thankful to have you tonight for the hour, and we'll have you back again as soon as you'd like.
I'm thankful for the opportunity, okay, and the venue you'll give me and the platform you'll give me, because no one else will have me.
Well, we always will, for as long as we're here, and we will promote RealJewNews.com.
We're the friends of the friendless.
And we need friends, too, because I think we're in the same camp. But in any event.
You talk about cancel culture that Kanye talked about. I remember when you had Pat Buchanan on. You did an interview with him for an hour.
Yeah, wow.
That's when cancel culture started. The Jews were all over you for having Pat Buchanan.
I never thought of that.
Oh, I know that. And then MSNBC, right after that, canceled him. Okay? Because the Jews.
Hey, you know what? Brother Nathaniel, good on you for remembering that, because, you know, it is true. And that was actually Pat's third appearance on the show. When they canceled him,
we never connected those dots. Thanks.
Well, but you know he's on to something here. It really you sure do. But it really did pick up really after that time. And emailed Pat.
With political cesspool putting on Pat Buchanan. That's when cancel culture started, and the Jews were all over you, and they were all over poor Pat Buchanan, and they got rid of him on MSNBC. Okay.
And he was making $1 million a year.
He
was making $1 million a year, and I emailed him, and I said, we had him on for a couple of other book releases, and I said, if I've caused you any consternation or if I've caused you any discomfort or if your appearance on this program has led to any of this, you know, I really regret that. And he said, don't worry, James. It's not your fault. This is exhibit, you know, I can't remember
it's a natural and normal and to be expected consequence of standing up.
He wrote me back.
Truth.
He was a stand-up guy, but you're right, Brother Nathaniel. He said this was exhibit like 800 in the case against Buchanan or whatever he
That's
wrote
right.
to me. But you're wrong. You're onto something here. But so, you know, I tell you what, those of us who have experienced this treatment, you got to band together. So that's why I don't understand other people dismissing you. You've always got a home here, and I'm thankful for your support as well.
All right. Well, everybody's banned me. Facebook, okay, YouTube, okay, Rent. I'm the most banned person, you know, in the world.
It shows you're doing something right.
I was banned before Alex Jones. I was the first one.
It shows you're doing something right, Brother Nathaniel.
That's right. Well, hey, listen, I want to cover two things, and we only have time to cover one. So we'll have to move very quickly, if you don't mind, Brother Nathaniel. And before I ask you to continue, realjewnews.com, folks. So two things. One of our friends, Tomislav Sunic, who is a former diplomat from Croatia, wrote, why the fake U.S.-UK commiseration with the Ukrainians? An anniversary reminder on October the 14th through the 15th, that's right now, fiery global democracy came down from above. The Allied RAF bombers incinerated the medieval German town of Braunschweig, dropping 200,000 phosphorus bombs on civilians, hundreds died from suffocation. Another friend of ours in the UK, Adrian Davis, a barrister, wrote, war is what is and is not a war crime is decided by the victors. So the only war crime is losing. I would ask you this, Brother Nathaniel, the commiseration with the Ukrainians for the so-called suffering they've endured over the course of the last several months going back to February while dismissing all of the other history is, that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know what your question is.
Well, I guess the question is, I mean, they're feigning this commiseration with the Ukrainians for the bombings that they've suffered from Russia. But when they're dropping bombs on their own enemies, it's all well and good.
The truth is, Putin has been pulling his punches with them.
All right. The intel from UK is like, a puppet of CIA Mossad. Okay. You say CIA, you say Mossad. They're both merged together. Okay. And any other intel, like the UK or Germany, all right, which is still occupied territory by the Jews, they don't even have a constitution, okay? And they've got all kind of American bases there. And the Germans act up. They're going to stick the American army on them. Oh, yeah. So that's the bottom line with UK. Forget UK. They're just puppets. They're nothing. Trust is nothing. I don't even bother reading anything from the UK. Nothing. Okay, I read about you, America. If I read about NATO, I know who controls NATO, the Jews. Okay, there are two people who are in control of our country, especially Russia. Victoria Nuland and the Kagan clan. They're Jews. They control it. Okay?
Of course. And all Victoria Nuland is married to Robert Kagan.
Right. Okay, so they are controlling our foreign policy, and the Jews with all the money are controlling our domestic policy. And neither Trump nor DeSantis are going to solve this transgender situation. They're not going to solve it. It's over. It's a sewer. It's over. It's not going to stop. Secession is the only way. I'm not going to stop saying it. America is toast. It's finished. It's totally destroyed, run by Jews. I'm the only one who's saying it. Okay.
Let me ask you this. Is there any better way to prompt the left to secede from right-wing America than by electing Trump?
Well, who the hell cares about the left? They're both controlled by the Jews, the left and the right. Okay, this is a total hoax.
Look, we're considered right, and we're certainly not controlled by the Jews. There are a lot of
but
people in America
in
that are not.
You're just a program, okay? You're not a political entity.
Well, we know that.
You have no influence politically, and neither do I. I do not.
Well,
somebody asked me once, what are you accomplishing? I said, absolutely nothing. But at least I'm getting it.
We're a voice in the wilderness.
Well,
that's
you know what?
We
you
are.
Know, I will tell you this, Brother Nathaniel, to that point, when people bring that up, I will say this. You know, have we turned the rudder of the Titanic? Have we done that? Has our influence impacted something like that? You know, the answer
we
is
have.
No. No, no, well, no, but we have tended to our flock. And I hearken back to the greatest American, Robert E. Lee, doing one's duty above all else. And to tend to your flock, the flock that God gave us in this audience, to give them inspiration and hope and encouragement and humor and whatever we can give them. You know, there is something of value, certainly, in that. But have
and
we steered
we've noticed something else, Jeff.
Well, have so we steered the rudder of global politics?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
probably
well,
not.
Well, what we've done is that things that we were talking about 15 years ago are now becoming mainstream.
Well, there is certainly that. And we've interviewed Donald Trump Jr. and that dog Trump for a year. And, you know, we've been heard. We have been heard, and we have certainly made a name for ourselves.
And
but are we steering this thing? No.
No, we're not steering it, but we've made an influence.
Well, for some. But anyway, Brother Nathaniel, let me ask you this. I got to close with this. And again, realjewnews.com. It's a 501c3. Stay tuned and abreast of Brother Nathaniel's most recent videos, realjewnews.com. The faith. Let's end with this, with 3 minutes remaining and an hour with you. Never enough, but the faith. The faith. I was born into the Protestant Southern Baptist denomination. Oh, how wonderful it was in the 1980s when I was born, but how disgusting it is now. Just a total group of sellouts and cucks at the head table. The local church, the local congregation.
Same with just about every major Christian denomination except the Russian Orthodox.
Where is the faith strong? What has gone wrong? How can the faith be restored in America? Brother Nathaniel, the last 3 minutes are yours.
Well, in answer to what we were saying about, we have no political influence, but we are giving the truth out. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I'm talking to fellow Christians here. That's why I feel great being on your program, okay, is when Jesus said, be of good cheer, little flock, for unto you is given the kingdom of heaven, okay? So this is a little flock, and we're going to give the truth to the little flock so they can take courage and they can have inner strength, and the truth shall set you free, said our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Okay? Now, in answer to your second, your other question, which was what? Say that again.
Well, it's just, can the faith be restored in America? Is the faith stronger in Eastern Europe?
Yes.
With 2 minutes remaining, there's not time, but it is to you.
Okay, the faith is strong with the Russian Orthodox Church, okay? Now, because of the Russophobia, they have to be very careful. They can't be real outspoken. But believe you me, I know all the bishops, I know all the priests, they are very much against the LGBTQ, and believe me, they know who ran the Bolshevik Revolution. There's a mural at a Russian Orthodox Church in Boston called Church of the Epiphany showing all the Bolshevik Jews slaughtering Russians. It's a huge mural in that church, Church of the Epiphany in Boston. Okay, so yes, the faith can be restored and saved and continued through the Russian Orthodox Church. That's why I joined it.
Well, ladies, that's why he's there. And
the faithful remnant.
Give us your contact information. I've been saying realjewnews.com all night. Is there any other place where you would have people find you? We have about 30 seconds, Brother Nathaniel.
Well, I just started a new one called Bible with Brother. You know, I do Bible studies. I just did one, How to Kick the Porn Habit, because a lot of young people have been writing to me telling me they're hooked on porn. So I decided, okay, I'll give you how to solve it. All right, so I did that. And you can write to me, Bro Nathaniel, @yahoo.com. And I could
there it is.
Support because I've been banned by Papist. I've been banned by GoFMe. I've been banned by everybody. All right.
But not here. And I wish we could have you for longer, but we are out of time. And I know you need to get some rest. You've been out on the streets today. Brother Nathaniel, he just gave you contact information. Reach out to him, realjewnews.com. Thank you, Brother Nathaniel. We'll talk to you again.